As I said earlier, Sunny has laryngitis, so I will be delivering her message. So these are her words. Please keep that in mind, especially as I read the first sentence. Chinese food is one of my husband Sung's favorites. Since this is so, I have been to quite a number of Chinese restaurants through the years. But no matter how many restaurants you go to, in any number of cities and states, you begin to notice some similarities among them. First, it seems like every one of them has the same light-up pictures on the walls. You also may see that the waitresses and waiters in every one of those restaurants dress alike. They tend to have the same menu board and pictures of food on it. And there is one other similarity. They all have the same placemats. How many of you have seen the placemats proclaiming what each year is? This year, it is the year of, does anyone know? The horse. I don't know if that's an improvement over last year, since last year was the year of the snake. However, there are 12 different animal names that represent different aspects of each year. For those who were born in 2013, or 2001, or 1989, or 1997, or 1965, or 1953, you were born in the year of the snake. When doing some research, I found that those born in the year of the snake are wise, philosophical, calm, and understanding. But they can also be treacherous creatures who delight in intrigue and who wouldn't think twice about double-crossing someone in order to save their own skins. Apparently, if you're a snake, you get along well with the monkey, dragon, and rabbit. But you better watch out if you're a horse or a dog, because they do not get along. Now, do I believe any of this? No. We do things differently in the United States. We wait until the year is over and determine the name of the year by the events that happened in it. Let's give a little bit of history quiz this morning and see how you do. So I'm going to say a year, and you can shout out what happened in that year. Are you ready? 1492. 1620. Pilgrims. The Pilgrims land in Plymouth Rock. 1776. Independence. 1861. Good job, high school students. Exams coming up. That's good that you know those things. 1929. Yep. 1941, World War II, Pearl Harbor. 2000, Y2K, or the new millennium. 2001, 9/11. Good. Now, even though I don't agree with the Chinese philosophy that goes along with each of their years, I want to take a page out of their book for this year. Instead of waiting for the events to occur this year to determine the name of the year, I want the year 2014 to be named, I want to proclaim 2014 as the year of the Lord's favor. What do I mean by that? Let's take another look at Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 to 3 to find out. In that passage we are told, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor." In the year of the Lord's favor, Isaiah prophesies that God will give us beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. As the year of the Lord's favor, the Bible says that God will give us beauty for ashes. In Bible times, it was the custom for people of that day to, in great times of mourning and difficulty, lay in ashes. Just think about that. You've got a problem in your life, and you just sit down in a pile of ashes. There's nothing beautiful about ashes. But the scripture says God is going to take your difficult, disgusting, depressing, and horrible situation and give you beauty. God is going to pick you up out of the ash pile of life and make something beautiful out of you. The Hebrew word for ashes is ephor, and the Hebrew word for beauty is fair. Just move the E, and you have a new word. And just as quickly as it takes for you to move one letter, God is going to turn your sorrow into joy. He speaks, and it is already done. You may feel like your life is ugly and insignificant right now, but sometimes things that appear ugly just need the right climate to grow. There is a species of century plant called the maguey. It grows for years with great coarse leaves as thick as two hands put together. It's 3 inches thick and very long. It puts out sharp thorns, and it's just as ugly as can be. The longer it's alive, the more it grows. It just gets uglier all the time. But suddenly, it shoots up in just a couple of days, and a great shaft, tall and thick, begins to grow. It decks its spreading head with thousands of flowers and becomes a beautiful plant. The possibility of all that fragrant beauty was always in that detestable ugliness, just as the fragrant beauty of your life is sometimes hidden underneath the calloused ritual. It is smothered by daily schedules and monotonous grind. Sometimes painful experiences cause beauty to come forth. Isaiah said he will give you beauty for ashes. God knew you would be burnt by life's experiences, but he also knew he could replace that burnt-out mess with something beautiful. Bill Gaither wrote the song that says, "Something beautiful, something good. All my confusion, Jesus understood. All I have to offer him is brokenness and strife, but he made something beautiful out of my life." Whatever God's hands touch becomes beautiful. All you need today is a touch from the Master's hand. As the year of the Lord's favor, the Bible also promises that God will give us the oil of joy instead of mourning. Oil was used to apply to the face and make the face shine instead of mourning, which disfigures the face and the countenance and makes it unlovely. When in mourning, no oil would be applied to the face so that people would know that person was in mourning. The year of the Lord's favor is full of joy instead of mourning. The joyful celebration is prepared by the anniversary task force team of our church. It will begin on Palm Sunday, April 13th, which was the day our Redeemers had its first worship service as a community of faith. On that day, we will have the founding pastor of our Redeemers, Reverend Wayne MacArthur, leading the opening celebration worship services. Of course, his ministry partner and wife, Mrs. Carol Ann McCarthy, and the family will be with our Redeemers to enrich the celebration. From that day on, we will have a former senior pastor of our Redeemers each month in chronological order that leads up to the celebration with Bishop Sally Dick of the Northern Illinois Annual Conference of the United Methodist Church on the second Sunday in October, the 12th, which is the day our Redeemers was officially chartered as a church to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world by being a home, welcoming, nurturing, and celebrating God in everyone. The year 2014 is the year of the Lord's favor for our Redeemers, full of joyful celebration. As the year of the Lord's favor, God promises that he will give us a garment of praise, which is a spiritual thing. I went to seminar and the speaker there talked about getting into your peak state and how to change the way you feel in order to achieve greatness. When the life and cares of this world have got you down, you have to put on a garment of praise to change how you are feeling. I don't know what you have to do when that happens, but I usually have praise music and scriptures that usher me into the presence of God. There is a spirit of despair. It does exist, but you don't have to dwell within the spirit of despair. You don't have to act like a people without hope, because the Lord has come to preach good tidings to the meek. The Lord has come to bind up the brokenhearted. The Lord has come to proclaim liberty to the captive, not just those who are physically captive, but to free those who are spiritually captive. God is going to exchange some things for us. Isaiah prophesied that the good news of the coming of the year of the Lord's favor will be ushered in by the Messiah. He was saying that the year of the Lord's favor is the year to receive the good news. It is the good news year for us here in 2014. It is the year of the Lord's favor, the Jubilee, the year God gives us beauty instead of ashes, oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. Let it be so. Amen.